Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Thursdays always give me that extra, you know, step, spring in my step. Anyway, so let's get to our first conversation this morning. And if you're wondering, my name is Jude, or Mammy. Everyone calls me Jude, the dude. And I'm pretty comfortable that way. So if you get to recognize me, just say dude. And yeah, we'll be probably good. You know, no problems, no hassles as regarding that particular moniker. Now, my question for us this morning, starting off inside Rivers, looking at the office beat, has to do with transportation. Yes, transportation. Now, a few days ago, just about 48 hours ago, we had the governor of the state in the person of Siminalayi Fubara making comments about, you know, the fuel subsidy, you know, and how his government and the current administration working tirelessly to make sure things are, on an even keel for many Rivers residents. Now, the governor said that the government will sustain fuel subsidy palliative bus scheme and distribution of food to cushion the hardship orchestrated by subsidy removal. Yes, I said that yesterday. So, just in case you missed that, let's take a quick listen to the comments by the governor.
In the face of the economic hardship caused by the sudden withdrawal of fuel subsidy, unemployment, and rising inflation, we are happy to note the palliative effect of the free bus transport scheme we have put in place since July to cushion the high cost of living for ordinary citizens. I assure you of our intention to sustain this and other mitigating measures, including the distribution of food to the vulnerable people for a considerable time.
Okay, now, you see, that last bit is the bit that a lot of people are not comfortable with, or they have issues and questions. You know, distribution of food to vulnerable people. Almost everybody I know would like an extra bag or two of rice. But, you know, some of the things that we've heard and read on social media as regarding food distribution have not been very palliative, not been very encouraging. People are not quite particularly impressed. But we're not talking about food this morning. We are talking about transportation. Now, since July, the free bus scheme has been in effect here in Port Harcourt. My question to you this morning is this: have the palliative buses eased the burden for many in Port Harcourt? Please listen once again to the question. Do you think the palliative buses, right, by this administration thus far, have been able to ease the burden for many in Port Harcourt? Emphasis on many in Port Harcourt. Because remember when we were started, we had a conversation about this here in the studio, and a lot of you were saying, look, we need to have, the buses come through some places. We need to have more buses come through some routes, and also we should checkmate the excesses or perceived excesses of some of the people in charge of the bus scheme. That would be the drivers and the conductors. Some of you also mentioned security challenges as well. But the big issue here is this: how many people are benefiting from the free bus rides? How many routes are available for you, resident in Port Harcourt? And if you have used those buses, and some of you have, and some of you have actually done well to call, the question is, how frequent, how steady, how reliable are they? One picture, one video, one time, show the bus, stopping, and it looked like something had gone wrong with the bus. Now, ultimately, leads to the question, are a lot of Rivers people able to access these palliative buses? Now, top of my head, I don't think I've seen the palliative buses on this part of town. In this part of town, rather, between Choba and Rumokoro. I might be wrong, because right now I'm in the studio. I'm not on the roads. I can't see what's going on. I don't have eyes everywhere. But you do. You are on the streets. You are on the road. And whilst the governor and the government have a great plan, and a lot of people were critical about if it's going to be sustainable, yada, 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 we also had that conversation. The question is, so far, July, August, now September, do you think the Rivers people are going, okay? And I mean, can't be everybody. Not everyone's going to go back. The point is, are a lot of people benefiting? You see, a lot doesn't mean the people who live between Transamadi and Tank or Town, for example. A lot doesn't mean people who live between My One and My Three, or My One and St. John's bus stop, or My One and Old Borough Kiri Town. That's not a lot of people. Once again, pay very close attention as we open the phone lines and get to have you join us in our conversation. 0817923003. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 08090306416 08090306416. And I'm very pleased to let you know that we are back up on the social media platforms. Please be advised at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. We're streaming live Facebook and on Twitter.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Well, Kurt is in Choba. Let's get to say hello to Kurt this morning. Kurt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, just as you said, I don't know who and who the government are targeting for this free transport to change. Because I live in Choba's community, really quite precisely. I haven't set my eyes on those boys that are talking that it's working since July or June till now. Are they targeting only Port Harcourt City? Is only Port Harcourt City in South River City? How somebody live in the MOH, local government, in Ahoda, in Omok? How will they benefit on this? I don't know why these people lack knowledge in all these things. Talking about sharing of food, talking about free transport, who are you targeting? Who will benefit from it? Man, this people should think. Okay. And no government is not all about one local government.
All right, so for
it's
you...
It's about one local government. It's not about one local government. Every day, both sharing of food, both free transport.
Kurt, not particularly pleased. It's not gotten to him. He hasn't seen it around his area. Zion is in GRA. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude. The buses are frequent.
Good.
They are frequent. That I can attest it. In fact, between 12, I'll go and take a ride. Just to take a ride. From the garrison to Slaughter is frequent. Dumola and Bad Roads are frequent. That I can attest. And this Creek Roads, those guys who are so frequent, this is the route I move, and this is what I'm attesting to you.
Okay.
But the truth is, since it is just one bus on this route, compared to the number of people, it's just as if it's not serving that needed purpose of mass delivery. Do you understand? Okay, just like a trip now, the bus is so big around that time, 30, 40 persons. Compared to the number of people who had to sleep from garrison to Slaughter. You see now, so I wish we can have like 5 of those bodies in each of these routes. I think honestly, the complaint will not be much. And the loophole that the buses are not available will be there. Because you have to wait until this one deliver and come back. Just imagine. But I wish we have this one is going, this one is coming, this one is going, this one is coming. We have been phoned. So I want to encourage the governor to bring more buses, even taxis too. We can also invest into keke, tricycles. The same thing, we can do it. We call it palliative. But I think on this other phase, let us pay, even if it's 15 naira, to make the services more fun for this free of charge somehow.
You want? Remember, back in July, if I'm not mistaken, we had this conversation of the modus operandi of this particular scheme. Well, some said they wanted it free, others said they wanted some measure of payment. It's subsidized payment, if we can say so. And now you've brought this up again, Mrs. Zion. I want to leave that to the rest of the public to respond to right now. Do you think maybe one of the reasons why you have not seen the buses in your area is because maybe it's really free and, you know, they can't, you know, to spread or stretch to the very many areas in Port Harcourt, in River State, That's the big question this morning. Now, WhatsApp message. Let me quickly read this before we get into our call. We have Jackson on the line. Jackson, just hold on a second, please, Jackson. Now, this one here says, the palliative buses grossly inadequate. So many areas are not covered. The few on the road come out whenever they like. I have managed to enter the buses twice since it started. From Rumokoro to my one, that's Abraham from Rumokoro. Jackson is in Borokiri. Jackson, good morning to you. Please welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning,
Jackson. Please, sir. The police with my number. Hello.
Yes, Jackson. I can hear you.
Please. Can you call it for us, please?
I will have to speak to Andrew. That was not my conversation, Jackson. All right, so I'll have to speak to Andrew to find out if there is a police number, a number that we had the PPR that's there in the person of Grace Iringe Coco join us an hour ago. That was on the morning crossfire. I'm sure a lot of questions and complaints must have come through. I'm just going through the WhatsApp messages, and yes, I was not wrong. A lot of questions here. Over 90. Wow. Okay. All right. I don't know how much information you were able to glean from that conversation, but I will send a message immediately to Andrew. That's if you hear me, Andrew, and ask him for the information that you requested for Jackson. Thank you very much. At Nigeria Info PH, before we go on a quick commercial, we'll be away for about 3 minutes. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. This morning we're talking about palliative buses. The question I asked, do you think the palliative buses have eased the burden for many in Port Harcourt, in River State? Do you think these buses have been successful thus far? Alfred Olio says, the palliative buses, says calm. Interesting. We're back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the morning crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
92.3 Nigeria Info. It is 28 minutes, now getting to 29 minutes, gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's Thursday, arguably my second favorite day of the week. Like I said earlier on, we're going to be taking you down memory lane through the streets of music from the 90s and early 2000s. But that'll be before much later on. Right now, however, it's the concern for every single Nigerian at the moment. How much are you paying to move around? How much do you pay for your bus fare, for your taxi fare? Now, in River State, Siminalayi Fubara, that's the governor of the state, had a scheme started in July. It's still running and it is free. That is, it's a free bus service to help workers, you know, as they try to adjust to the removal of petrol subsidy. The question is, has it been very effective? How many people have been beneficiaries? How consistent? How frequent are the rides? What's the comfort? But away from all the what people might call the secondary, they just want to know, can I get from A to B? How many people have been beneficiaries? How many people do you think this bus scheme has helped? A lot. Can't give you a specific number, but the general perception here is, do you think it's helping a greater population? Jack is speaking to us from D-Line. Jack, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, for the topic on ground, as far as I'm concerned, majority of of the citizens are not enjoying the vehicle. Because the vehicle most times apply only major routes above the interior road. They don't enter the interiors.
Yes.
You understand? That is one. Then two, the other communities, the local government areas, what is going on? People are suffering there too. We are all in the same problem. Why only Port Harcourt City that is vehicle applying? Then number three, I also observe that the vehicles are applying at the critical time, mostly in the evening. That is because they are civil servants. They close by 3 or 4 o'clock. When people are closing from market, from work, the vehicles are not, like I remember from this room, I was shocked from my office, from my house, because no vehicle. And the commercial vehicles are increasing their prices from my one to room Okoro 500 naira. Can you imagine that?
Wow. That. From my one to room Okoro 500 naira.
So I'm telling you. And you don't have to, you don't have, you haven't a bill, it's like. And that is it.
Wow.
So these are challenges people are facing. The government should, the government should tell people to extend the vehicle, drive the road, see 6 o'clock if possible, or 7 o'clock. After the vehicle belongs to all of us, for the vast villages, not for the, for some people. It's all of us.
Jack,
only apply the, only move the vehicle in the daytime, during the morning, for that kind, 8, 9, 10, 3, 4, loosen it again.
Jack,
so this, yes,
yeah, yes. So you've raised some very important issues here. But
yes.
have you used the buses? Let's be honest. Have you gone on those buses?
I have never entered. But most times I will wait for the vehicle. Most of them, maybe after I've entered the vehicle, I will not see them. I will just pass ourselves the ambulance lane while I'm ambulance going to my office.
Oh, dear.
Oh, so they're not enough.
They're not enough. Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Jack. It's very good to have had a conversation with you. And I wish you the best in everything that you are dealing with. Jack raises a very important question here. The duration of the operation. Now, he's observed, and I cannot say this is true. It's his own observation. Now, if you have been on the streets, or if you by chance have used any of the buses, could you please call in and either corroborate this story? His view is that they don't tend to work for long hours, particularly the rush hour, when most people would have been down, would have been wrapping up at their offices, and they're coming out to take a bus home, which usually is from 4:30 downwards. So he says that for about 3:34, he doesn't get to see the buses at all. Is this true? Now, it cannot be absolute, because I know if your bus departs from a point at, let's say, 3 o'clock, there's a chance, because of the route it takes, it may spend an hour or two on the road. But, where is the role of the time stamp and slot for these buses? I know they're regulated, but when should they be out? When are they out? When should they return? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
So 0817923-0003, 0817923-0003, 0817923-0003. That's where you find us with those numbers. There's a call screen, so when you call, please do us a favor, just drop your name and your location, and then you get patched to us here in the studio. Now, on Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH, just turn to that screen on my left, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook. Also on Twitter, at my X. Aha, X. It's going to take a little getting used to. But yes, we're also on X, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. It's where you find us on Twitter and on X, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Alfred, Olio, this was the first message I read on Facebook before we had to go on the break. It says the palliative buses is a scam. No bus from LMA Junction to Bori. Well, Alfred, that's not exactly true because the buses are on the roads. The fact that it's not passing your route doesn't make it a scam. Please, I can understand the sentiment. You know, people are usually emotive, you know, about these kind of things. But the last caller we spoke to, what's his name now? Oh dear, Brain, don't let me down. What's his name? Ah, okay, Jack. So he said the buses only ply the major routes. So the feeder roads, you know, so I can imagine people who live around Elekaya Wumasi, right? They may not have the bus route or the buses ply their route. But I'm very sure the buses will probably be on the main Aba Expressway. If the buses can go from Rumokoro, right, to Mai One, that's a major road, that's the Ikwerre major road. But you probably will not see a bus on Ada George, right? You probably will not see a bus at Iwofe, for example, because it's not the major route. It's not the spine, you know, that, you know, all the access points get to be connected to. So maybe that's why. And that is a challenge. Jack said it's a challenge. So yes, I can understand that. Orutemeka Allen says, just like commuters have to wait at a bus stop for public transport to arrive, sometimes I've had to wait for more than 30 minutes to an hour. This also applies to the River State Palliative buses. If you're lucky to meet the bus early, you board it and go your way. Everything is just centered on the patience and impatience of commuters. Very true. When there was a bus scheme, I cannot remember, what was it called? But this was during the Amici administration. This was back in 2010. Right, 2009, 2010, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I was still in university there, Uniport, back then. You know, and we used to buy the ticket. So it's not just because there were buses, it didn't mean that when you get to the bus stop, the bus will always be there. No, the bus has to be in motion. It has to be in motion. So sometimes you have to go and wait. The same thing when I was in Lagos, when the BRT buses were, you know, initially launched, and I had to buy a ticket and I had to take a bus from Surulere down to the island, right? I had to wait. We had to line up. In fact, in Lagos, your normal bus stops, you know, the way you have Choba bus stop, you know, the Choba Park, where you're meant to go into the park and you know, sit down and get your taxi. In Lagos, people stand on queues to get into the downfalls, to get into the buses, to get into the, you stand. You wait on the queue. The vehicles are there in some of the, you know, particularly in the Agege area. You wait. The cars, the vehicles are there. Obviously, they take their turns. You know how they try to be organized. But you still have to be in the queue to get on the bus. All right, moving on. WhatsApp now, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. Do you know we have someone running free transportation in Port Harcourt every day? Really? I will drop his number for you to call him and interview him. The man is not from Port Harcourt here. He's running free transportation across the local government area and nobody cares about him. Really? How is he doing this? I would love to speak with him. Let me just quickly reply this. I would love to speak with him. There we go. Yeah. Reply. Bam. All right. This one says, good morning, Jude. The buses are on the roads, but not on the major roads that major people, a lot of the major people in this city will use. The buses usually ply the Rumokoro and my one and my two axis, and also Borokiri. But further down, we don't get to see them in Transamadi. We don't get to see them. Are you sure? Are you sure this bus is not in Transamadi? It dies on Munkoro. Ida, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Jude, first of all, I want to thank you for your encouragement and what you're saying in radio station. Yes, I want to be happy. When you talk about that Buri issue, that route, it cannot be passable. Before that bus will come from Buri, go to Buri and come back to take a night. So the buses are everywhere. As I'm talking to you, I'm at Lagos bus stop. One is in Lagos bus stop here. They are running every day, helping people.
Okay, and what route? What route?
So the governor,
what route from Lagos bus stop do they ply? Because I know we don't have the entire route, but you know
there is one that is coming from Aba Road.
Okay,
coming from Aba Road, you will turn people down to New Road, turn back again from Murukini, see pick again, go back to Aba Road, see come back again. Then one is Ajib Junction.
Okay,
that one will take people to Abluma, down to Osuboko, Okuru, all those houses then.
Okay,
that's the one I know. But other ones are Trumukuru. I don't know those ones. Then one is that picking up those workers there.
Okay,
so the governor is trying.
Do you know?
Thank you very much. That problem,
Ida. Oh dear. All right, Ida had to run away. Okay. All right. Moving on. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. The person who said there's an individual who offers free transportation. And nobody cares about him. Has just sent us his number. I will put a call across. Obviously, can't do that right now. Working, but thank you very much. All right, thank you very much. Let me appreciate that person. Let me just quickly extend my gratitude. Thank you very much. Okay, all right. Now moving on. Hello, Jude. Good morning. I am not sure the vehicles are not helping. I'm not sure the vehicles are helping. Up to 10% of River State residents. How can a state like River State donate just 17 buses for subsidy removal palliative? The buses are mostly in Port Harcourt and Obiakpo local government areas. Are other LGAs not part of River State? This is so inconsiderate on the part of the government, Quineth is saying. Yeah, well, someone made mention of that. Kurt, right. Kurt, I think Kurt was the first caller on the program today. Kurt said, look, he's not seen them in Chuba. But what about, and it's a very good point. And I have to make mention of this particular area because a lot of people come into Port Harcourt every day from Emoa, from parts of Ahoda, from Abua Odua, from Eleli, every day. And they usually, you know, depart from the Maiwan Park, right? And I don't know how much they pay these days, right? I'm guessing if Rumokoro to Maiwan now is 500 naira, like somebody said yesterday, I'm sure these individuals are probably paying 1.5 to get to Elele or to get to Abua Odua, to get to Ahoda or Emoa from Maiwan, right? I'm only assuming, please. Don't take my word as gospel. Don't these people deserve to have a bus that will take them from Maiwan to Abu Adua? It's the palliative buses. Zion is back. Zion speaking to us from GRE. Zion, good morning to you.
Jude, you just mentioned something this morning, and that is why I called back. Normally, I shouldn't do that. About this guy providing free taxi rides.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I saw that thing, but I don't know how authentic it was.
Oh, you have seen
but
it?
Now, yes.
Uh-uh.
I saw it. But now that somebody have reported and they gave you to follow up, I want you to follow up this. I think I need that guy's number. If for nothing, that guy needs 20 liters of well for me, Mr. Zion. I'm telling the truth. Just go follow that information thoroughly, authenticate it, and get back to you, sir.
Well, we'll be sharing that information. Obviously, we'll place a report on this. Like I said, I'm shocked. I'm just hearing this for the very first time that there's someone who is offering transport services free of charge. How is he doing it? I'm curious. So yes, we will definitely place a call through. We'll obviously maybe invite him over to explain not just how he's doing it, but more importantly, why. Yes, we need to do that for the sake of this conversation. Now, if you just join us, hello, Port Harcourt. We have just about, let's see now, 10 minutes under 10 minutes, I have to say, before we wrap up. And we're asking, do you think the palliative bus services offered by the River State Government has been able to help a lot of Rivers people? It would be unfair, it would be a lie to say people have not benefited. But the question is, has it eased the burden for many in Port Harcourt? Do you walk around Port Harcourt with the notion, oh, okay, all right, I should get a free bus soon? Most of the respondents today are saying, well, it's limited. They are there, but limited. They need more. And some are critical. Some are saying, look, from the onset, the government should have made plans for other areas apart from the immediate Port Harcourt City local government and Obiakpo local government areas. And it's not fair. Then we have a caller, Ida from Mukoro, who said, look, that Bori line is true. But the problem is, even if they have the bus, before the bus will get to Bori and come back, the road is bad. It's going to spend a lot of time there. Agreed. But it will still be helpful. It will still be helpful because those people who have to pay and, you know, the bus services or the taxis or the Okadas who have to ferry people to that place every day are not aliens. So if they can do it, why can't the government do it? If they can do it, why can't the River State government do it? Just asking. Back to the phone lines now. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0007. Then you can contact us on Facebook and on X at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH, right? WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us with WhatsApp. Please don't call that number. Do not call that number, all right? Now, Yuan Tan on X says, why is it called Rivers Transport Palliative when it only centers around some routes just in just two local government areas? Yuan, you have a great point there. If it's meant to be River State Palliative, then it should be across the 23 local government areas of River State. Well, Ewan is asking the question. Sam is on the line. Sam is speaking to us from Eliozu this morning. Good morning to you, Sam. Oh, dear. It's a drop call scenario. Apologies, Sam. Once again, there's a call screener. So when you call, you drop your name, okay? The call screener takes it and your location, and we get to have you join us directly in the studio, please. So when you call, you don't get to hear my voice. The voice you get to hear first is going to be that of a call screener. So please do indulge the call screener so that we can get your details and get the conversation you want to join and the comments you'd like to make, and then we can have a proper conversation, please. Thank you very much. Wan Tan is asking on Twitter, that's X now, why is it called River State Transport Palliative when it only centers around some routes in just two LGAs? Sam, oh, Sam is back. Good morning to you, Sam.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, please. Welcome.
Yes. What I want to say about this city is that there is something that always makes my heart bitter. Because we are living in a state whereby the only issue on time about this two-band area, what I call Obiakpo and this thing. And they are not thinking of what those are living in that side. And that thing is not happening. Because if you find out, most of these people that they are living in this urban area now, they are more richer than those at the back. So if God wants to help, especially this time around, God needs to be so confined about these things, all those other areas. Because they are keep saying their transport is very higher They are doing transport for people from, okay, let me go as you say, the front tie. Straight to Port Harcourt. You pay 700 naira. 700 to 800 naira. Then, if you are living, okay, for me that I'm living at the bills.
Okay.
But if I want to go to Michael, I want to pay like 300 naira. So government should show concern about those ones that are living at, in that place. Because one thing and other things are not there. So they should help. They should take the motor to that place and see me there. And all these bad areas that they are rich, they can pay, they can fix for their friends. What they should try. Not everything for that or yeah, for that point, they should help other people. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Sam. Sam, also reiterating some of the comments that we've had on the program earlier on, just about 3 minutes. I'd like to quickly wrap up and read more, just a few comments, all right, as many as I can take. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, moving on. This one here says, good morning, Jude. I don't think the buses have been able to meet the general needs of the public. But a lot of people are still spending on average 1,000 naira every day just to move from one point of this city to another. It's led to more people restricting their business and also increasing their fares. Check, go on the streets, Jude. It's not because things are really expensive outside Port Harcourt. It's because it's more expensive to move within Port Harcourt. Interesting. Good morning. This Rivers Transport policy for a fuel subsidy is, why is it operating only in two LGAs? And yet they call it Rivers Transport Palliative. They should spread out to other local government areas in the state. I rest my case. Itari from Abua. Yeah, yes, yet again. Remember I made mention that a lot of people come from these axes. That would be Abua, Ahoda, Elele, you know, both big and small. Coming into Port Harcourt, they're bringing food items to sell. You know, some of them work in the secretariat and things like that. Some of them have their houses. So imagine someone. Look, let's not push it too far. Let's not go to Ahoda, right? What if people who just live somewhere around Emoa or just Rumuji, just after the bridge, this Choba Bridge? There's some people who live there, and then they have their office. Let's assume they work at the local government secretariat. That's the Obiakwa local government secretary at Rumokoro. Imagine how much they have to pay every day. Every day. So their buses, 17 in number, might not be enough. Even if they were to distribute each of these buses, right, these 17 buses to 17 areas, so 17 LGs, it still won't be enough because wear and tear, the bus probably give up. So more buses apparently are needed. That's what the respondents are making mention of this morning. Good morning, Jude. The bus is not helping the majority of Rivers people. On a scale of 1 to 10, I will score the palliative bus 3 over 10. But I have not seen the bus before, even though I will want to enter the bus. And for how long will I wait for the bus at the bus stop for it to come out before I will enter? We really need more buses. Round face from Rumikini. Round face, thank you very much for your comments. Well, we'll wrap up this morning with these words. It's there. It's not enough. More can be done. People are still watching and waiting. My name is Jude. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.